in with the Sydney Morning Herald Chief Rugby League writer Adrian Prashenko. He's on the line right now. Hello, Prashenks.
Yes, good afternoon, Jules.
Good afternoon to you. You recovered well after Origin?
Indeed, yeah. What a performance it was. Phenomenal. I certainly recovered better than the Queenslanders did. I reckon they would have been dragging their feet back into their respective clubs and getting ready to do battle and do it all again for Origin 3.
Yeah, it's funny. I spoke to Dylan Walker yesterday and asked him about Daly. He said, he can be scary, Daly. I didn't want to look the guy in the eye. It upset the captain by dare mentioning that result. Let's have a look at some of the key stories. Now, Sam Burgess, he's sort of been flip-flopping, hasn't he? He can't decide whether to stick with South, but he doesn't want to pursue that coaching career. But we know the affection that he has for Wayne Bennett.
Well, he's also got an affection for Russell Crowe as well, who he's actually doing a little bit of work for his Arara Valley Axemen. Crowe, of course, is one of the team backers of that club and also of South Sydney. And I think this it has been a bit of a drawn-out saga, and it'll probably come to a head very soon. Burgess is set to meet with South's officials over the next couple of days to determine, you know, where he wants to coach. And a guy that I had a chat to just recently was John Sutton. John Sutton and Sam Burgess are obviously great mates and former teammates, and they almost made a pact to, you know, coach together, you know, at SG Ball level. And, you know, in talking to John, he was saying that he might have a little word in the ear of his great mate, given that he's coming to Redfern to hopefully put an end to all the speculation about his future. And yeah, it's he's seen as a coach, NRL head coach in waiting. It's just a case of whether he wants to finish his apprenticeship under Wayne Bennett or with his beloved South. So we should hopefully know in the next few days.
Well, it's nice to be wanted, I suppose, if you're Sam Burgess. It's interesting, you know, he talked about how dirty he felt after a loss, and Wayne just said, "Mate, I've had more losses in NRL history or rugby league history than any other." It never gets better, but it shows you care. Now, Victor Radley, this sort of, what do you make of this? You know, are we making a mountain out of a molehill? He's been hauled into head office for a police explain over that, how do you want to say it, I guess, a simulated sex act involving Joseph Siwali in the change rooms after Origin 2.
Lewd gesture was
lewd gesture. It's quite the euphemism.
Yeah,
yes.
That old chestnut. So, look, he might spend a bit of time in the naughty corner, Victor Radley. I think Andrew Abdo will have the baby come to Jesus talk and just explain to him his responsibilities. Look, he's one of the great characters, Victor Radley. On the field, he plays with a little bit of passion and he's a bit of a larrikin off it, but he's got a little bit of form now. So, I mean, they're only misdemeanours, but, I mean, he was kicked off a plane for not being Gary Sobers, so to speak. And there was also, I think he tackled a man in a street party or whatever back in December of 2020. So it's not totally without precedent that, an NRL CEO has gone and had a chat to, a high-profile player about potentially not fulfilling their talent because they're a little bit silly off the field. And Todd Greenberg's done it in the past. Andrew Abdo has done that also with, most recently with Katoni Staggs, just to remind them of their responsibilities. And it's not the crime of the century, but he chose to commit it on one of the biggest viewership nights in television of the
year.
That's
a good point. You've
got about 3 million people that are watching, so not ideal for Victor Radley, and I think he'll get a fairly stern talking to when the opportunity arises for Andrew Abdo.
Yeah, I'm not even sure he knew the cameras are on him. Anyway, it's done now, and some kangaroo spots up for grabs after Origin 3.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is interesting. I had a chat to Freddie Fittler after just yesterday. He was we're out at the Bernice for Brain Cancer launch at the SCG, and I was talking to him about the stakes, and obviously they don't get much higher when we're talking about a State of Origin 3 decider, but even more so when you're in a World Cup year. And it's interesting talking to Freddie about it insofar as he is now a selector under the new selection panel. So he'll be choosing the Australian squad along with Mal Meninga, Billy Slater and also Peter Volandis, who will have the casting vote should they not all agree
weird
on anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's just weird to me. It's really weird to me.
Yeah. Well, look, it is what it is, but The interesting thing is that they will have to make a call at a time when, according to Brad Fittler, he says there's only basically two certainties in that Australian side, and those being Cameron Munster and Nathan Cleary, given both of them have produced man of the match performances so far. And they're going
only
to have to
two.
Get it right because...
Oh, I reckon James Tedesco will be hearing that go, well, hang on a minute. Hang on. Anyway, we'll wait and see.
This is according to the great Frederick, and look, they have to get it right because New Zealand flexed their muscles on the weekend, and they were absolutely outstanding. I know it was a home game for them, but they did that in front of a sea of red of Tongan supporters. And there's some other teams that are coming to get them as well. There's I think we saw what Samoa's capable of. I think they'll be one of the big improvers in front of it. Before we get to the World Cup final.
They will.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of selection headaches and most of them welcome. You know, even like for the hookers, for instance, you've got, four of them at the moment in Coruscant, Cook, Hunt and Grant, and that will be just one of the many vexing questions they have around that selection table.
Yep, no doubt. Plenty of depth in Australian Rugby League. Thank you, mate. We got to fly and we'll catch all your work at the Sydney Morning Herald.
Good on you, mate. Cheers, Jules.
There he is. Adrian Prashenko.